Jesse was pretty sure that things would go better with Hooker Rice if his parents weren't around when they talked. He found Hooker at the high school on the football field running sprints. He had on expensive athletic shoes, a stopwatch on his wrist, and a pair of gray cotton sweatpants which had been cut off to mid-thigh. Jesse stood quietly watching Hooker as he did 40-yard sprints, timing each one. He was a muscular, in-shape, middle-sized kid, a little bigger than Jesse, with an even tan and a blonde crew cut. When Hooker paused to rest, Jesse spoke to him. "My name's Jesse Stone. I'm with the police in Paradise." "Is it about Billy?" "It is." "I don't know where she is. I already told the lady from your department that called me." Jesse nodded. They began to walk around the quarter-mile track that circled the field. "When's football start at Yale?" Jesse said. "I'm supposed to show up day after Labor Day." "You a running back?" Jesse said. "Yes." "What'd you run out of in high school?" Jesse asked. "Deep back in the eye." "You play?" "High school," Jesse said. "You plan to show up in shape?" "Be dumb not to," Hooker said. "You were a global scholastic in three sports," Jesse said. Hooker nodded. "And an honor student." Hooker nodded again. "Full boat to Yale?" "Yes." "You're a nice-looking kid," Jesse said. "Thank you." "Probably don't have much trouble getting a date," Jesse said. Hooker grinned. "When I have time," he said. "So how come Billy?" Jesse asked. "What do you mean?" "Billy doesn't seem like she'd be your girlfriend." "Girlfriend? She wasn't my girlfriend." "You gave her your class ring," Jesse said. "Yeah, but that was..." They stopped walking. Hooker turned toward Jesse. "It's like I broke up with my regular girlfriend." "And Billy was available?" "Christ," Hooker said and smiled. "Billy was always available." "And?" "And, yeah, I needed a date for senior prom, and Paula was going with somebody else, and the pickings were thin. Most of the girls already had dates, and it seemed like a way to stick it to Paula." "And get laid in the process," Jesse said. Hooker grinned and shrugged. "So how come the ring?" Jesse asked. "I kind of liked her," Hooker said, "after I actually took her to the dance, and I felt bad for her. I mean, everybody was banging her, but nobody cared anything much about her, you know?" "Uh-huh." "And you know, she wasn't that bad a kid. Like, everybody thought she was stupid, and she wasn't. She was pretty smart about a lot of stuff." "And you fell head over heels in love," Jesse said. "What planet you from?" Hooker said. "Like I said, I felt bad for her. I'm not going out with anybody, so I figure, hell, I'm going to college in a couple of months. I'll give her the ring, make her feel good, and then I'll go to college in September, and it's over. I didn't give a shit about the ring." "She know that?" Jesse said. "No, of course not, but didn't work out like I thought. Paul and I patched it up, and she said if we were going to be together, I couldn't be going out with Billy." "Seems fair," Jesse said. "To Paula?" "Yeah, and, like, I love Paula, you know? Billy wasn't so bad, but..." "When'd you break the news?" Jesse said. "About a week after graduation," Hooker said. "How'd she take it?" "Funny," Hooker said. "She was funny about it, like she expected it to happen. I told her to keep the ring like a memento. I figured I'd give Paula something from Yale." They were quiet, sitting together on the bottom row of the empty stands with the summer sun staring down at them. "What was her life like at home?" Jesse said. "I don't know," Hooker said. "She never said anything about home." "And you never went there?" "A couple of times to pick her up. Mrs. Bishop's real young-looking." "Anything else?" Hooker shrugged. "Nothing I can think of. I just go in, pick up Billy, and we'd leave. Mrs. Bishop seemed nice. I was surprised when they kicked her out." "Did you see her after they kicked her out?" "No." "You know where she went?" "No." They were silent again. Jesse liked to leave openings for people to fill. "I gotta do my sprints," Hooker said. "Sure," Jesse said. "You know anyone with a reason to kill her?" "No," Hooker said. "You think it's her?" "Probably," Jesse said. "Jesus," Hooker said. "That's a shame." "It is," Jesse said. "You think you can catch him? Or her?" "Him or her," Hooker said. "You think you'll catch him?" "You think you'll make the Yale football team?" Jesse said. "Sure," You gotta stay positive. If you think you can't, you probably won't. Jesse smiled and didn't say anything. Hooker saw the smile and paused. Oh, he said. Yeah, sure. Well, good luck. You too, Jesse said. Hooker walked back to the field, stood on the 40-yard line, set his stopwatch, and sprinted to the end zone. He probably will make it, Jesse thought.